You're listening to Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
Great to have your company on your drive home this afternoon. If you'd like to join the conversation, as always, 9221882. Well, Katrina Kettley joins us on Perth Live this afternoon. She has a medical condition and therefore she has an assistance dog. She went to a local cafe, probably to get a cup of coffee, but she'll tell us what she was doing in the local cafe, and her assistance dog was labelled a pet. She joins me on Perth Live. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What happened?
So I went in to order a takeaway, just a couple of drinks, and normally I kept by my dog a baby chino with the chocolate in it, mm-hmm. As a takeaway and a couple of cakes, and she was standing in front of me while I ordered, and the gentleman who served me didn't notice her, which is the point. She's invisible as much as possible. Mm. We went and sat down inside. There are no chairs in this particular establishment outside. So we sat inside, and she was underneath the table. As we got up from the table and went to leave, he then said, "Sorry, your pet can't be inside." I went over to him and rationally explained to him that she's an assistance animal and that she's lawfully allowed to accompany me. He then kept saying that pet's not inside. I said to him, well, you need to call your management and you need to verify this. He didn't attempt to. He was quite dismissive towards me. He wasn't interested in what the law was. To quote him, he said, it didn't matter.
My goodness. Where were you, Katrina?
I was at Dome in Gosnells, which is a fairly new dome. Never had a problem, I want to emphasise, with any other dome. Mm. So it is just an isolated incident to this particular dome, not everywhere.
Yeah, but it's good of you to get on the front foot and bring it, to discuss this in the public arena, because this is very, very important. Why do you have this assistance dog, this assistance animal?
She's actually a seizure alert and response dog. Right. So before I have a seizure, she will let me know. That's not a trained task. That's a natural ability that I've shaped within her. Mm-hmm. But the response is a trained response. So if I don't respond to her, she'll lay over me when I go into a seizure and she will lick me to get me to pay attention to her. If I don't respond to her, she will go and seek help from somebody. Often at night, I have seizures more often than during the day, and she will go and alert someone who's living in the house with me to come and help me.
So she's there to save your life?
She is, yes.
Yeah, she plays a very, very important role. What sort of a dog is your assistance dog?
She's a rescue dog. Okay. She comes from Safe in Perth, so she came to me as a puppy. And she is a collie mixed with a terrier.
And does she have any covering on her that alerts the public to the fact she is an assistance dog?
Yes, she always, whenever I'm in public, mm-hmm. and I have her in work mode, she wears her harness. Her harness is labelled in the front and on two sides. It's got exactly what she is. She's a medical alert dog and she's got seizure alert on the other side. I never travel anywhere with her in a public access situation without her, what we call vested.
So, Katrina, in this circumstance as well, I'm sure you would have said to the employee, if you have a look at my dog, it does say assistance dog on the vest.
Yes, I did.
What did he say to that?
He just pretty much said it's still a pet.
It's not a pet. Your dog is there to save. What's your dog's name, by the way, Katrina?
Her name is Lacey.
Lacey. Well, Lacey is there to save your life. She's a very, very important part of your life, and you have every right to have Lacey with you 24/7.
Yes, I do, and I did explain that, and I explained that we had been in Coles, that we'd been in much higher end establishments, and no one has ever had an issue with her or had any reason to ask her to leave any place. The photo that I shared on the Winch page the other day is a photo that I took at Friends Restaurant. And Friends Restaurant, as everyone knows, is quite a high-end establishment.
It is.
And they had absolutely no issue with her. They absolutely adored her. They were lovely to her the entire time. If a place like that can have a dog in there without a problem, these lower-end places need to be just as welcoming.
Yeah. Have you heard from Dome now? Have they apologised or clarified?
I've been at work today, so mm-hmm. I haven't had much of a chance. Someone has, I believe it's the CEO of Dome, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what state he's in, I didn't ask, has contacted me and he was quite dismayed that this had happened. He's trying at the moment to find out exactly what happened, mm-hmm. to speak to the I believe it was the manager. He did say to me he was the manager at that particular franchise. So he's trying to find that out and go through CCTV to have a look at exactly what happened and address the issue.
Yeah. Well, Katrina, it's good of you and brave of you to bring it to our attention this afternoon. And it obviously was quite humiliating for you in that circumstance. And I'm sure that Dome will make sure that they do apologise and make sure that their staff are educated properly so this doesn't happen to you or anybody else again.
Yes, I hope so. And I hope that people hear that not every dog is necessarily going to look like a old-fashioned guide dog, the Labradors. There are different breeds out there now. There are different dogs that do different things. And obviously different breeds have different talents as well. So if people can keep in mind that not everybody is comfortable sharing what their disability is, and not everybody is going to have exactly the same assistance dog. But you can definitely tell which one is an assistance dog by their behaviour.
Yeah, by their behaviour. And as you say, you have a vest on your dog and it does say quite clearly medical alert. Katrina, thank you so much for joining me on Perth Live this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you.
Katrina Kettley there, who was heading to the Dome in Gosnells, and her dog, her assistance dog, was labelled a pet and told you're not allowed to bring the pet into the Dome. Well, that's not right. Dome has told Community News, I'm told this afternoon, that it welcomes all official assistance dogs, and even other dogs are welcome in our alfresco area. And it is not the company's policy to have asked Katrina or anybody else to remove their assistance dog from their cafe. 922 11882 is the number if you'd like to join Perth Live this afternoon.